Well, I was wondering if you could give some comment or explanation around the Buddha instructing this monk around developing the meditation with Gaurichara, without, what would the Shara and all these different permutations, I'm just not sure what that means.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, there's a loose way of interpreting it, and then a classical way. One is just sort of, okay, these are ways of approaching your meditation object. You pick it up, and so that there's a there's that using thought, using examination, dropping the thought, but holding that examination, letting that both the thought and the examination go, and then dwelling in the feeling of the meditation object or the experience during the meditation. So that, and then that's usually one would drop that thought process because the mind is being buoyed up by rapture or by a sense of a well-being, and so then that's that. And then as the mind refines, this kind of that excitement of rapture settles down, and then there's just this sense of well-being, comfort, ease, pleasure, and then even that is dropped because it's seen as something that is keeps the mind not totally settled. So then moving to equanimity. So this is a natural progression that is your classical description of how the mind refines itself as one is cultivating the meditation and practice. And then they put labels on it, the first, second, third, fourth jhana. I found it all very helpful when I was with Ajahn Chah, that he would rarely put labels of a name on it, like, oh, this is first jhana, this is second jhana. He would point to this is the way you work with the mind, because you need to engage the thought and examination. That part of the mind needs to be, you can't just annihilate that and go to concentration. You need to work with the mind, allow the mind to consider and reflect, understand, and then the mind starts to settle quite naturally. And as that one continues to settle, then we'll start to draw, we'll start to shed the things that are a little more agitating, so that even something like after a thought is dropped, then even something that would, when you first start meditating, rapture and joy, I mean, God, who wouldn't want that? But then after you've been meditating for a while, no, it's tiring. I really want to go to something more steady and bright. It isn't a rejection or a, it's just an inclination, because in the same way that we're drawn to, we're drawn to live in a monastery rather than fulfill all the opportunities for sense gratification outside. It's like, this is really more interesting. So it's in the same way that those refinements of mind are more interesting. It's like the end of suffering is more interesting than all of the excitement one can get.